The word of God given to us today is Revelations chapter 3, verses 7 to 13. Please turn to page 402 of the New Testament. Allow me to read. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the world, whole world, to test those who live on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and I will also write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." An average of 30 cases of missing children are being filed every day in Korea. That's way more than 10,000 cases per year. It takes about 35 hours in average to find a child after he or she has gone missing. And if it exceeds more than 48 hours after the disappearance, then the discovery rate falls dramatically, turning the case into a long-term one. Every year, an average of 25 or 26 children that have been reported missing have still not been found. A few years ago, I read an article in the newspaper about a man under the alias Kim Young-ho has been dramatically reunited with his parents after 34 years. Kim used to live in Sangdo-dong, Seoul, when he was 11 back in 1976. He followed his friends from the neighborhood without much thought and rode on the train to Jeonju. He was lost in a foreign city and met a policeman. He told his name and gave his parents' names as well, but back then there was no internet and not many people had phones either, which made it difficult for them to find his parents. Kim's family was poor but a happy one. Kim's father, a peddler, had lost his first wife while she was giving birth to Kim. He stayed widowed for several years and was married again later. Kim's father got a daughter from his second marriage and was a very happy man. But one day his son went out to play in the morning after having breakfast, only to not come back for a very long time. A teen shoeshine boy took Kim under his care and gave him a new name. A policeman, who felt sorry for Kim, made a new ID card for Kim in his new name. Kim was too busy adjusting to his new life to feel the sorrow. And his education ended after attending a night school in his middle school years. When he was in his 20s, he caught freshwater fish to sell to the wholesale dealers, and he became a wholesale dealer himself when he was in his 30s. Later, he worked hard as a chauffeur to educate his two sons. The more Kim's children grew, the more he missed his parents. So he managed to remember where he used to live and went back to his hometown. But all he heard from the community center was that they only keep records of renters for up to 5 years, so they didn't have any record of his family. He tried searching the directory of missing children through the internet, but had no luck. Kim's father had also quit his work for 4 years since Kim's disappearance and searched for him all over the country. Kim's stepmother consoled her husband, but deep inside, she felt a sense of shame, thinking Kim might have ran away from home because he was disappointed in his stepmother. Kim's parents never gave up. They attended meetings for searching missing children and registered their son's name on the list as soon as the special agency for missing children had been established. When Kim was passing by the community center one day, he saw a notification distributed by the special agency for missing children. In that note, he found his father's and his original name, along with the date when he had gone missing. He immediately called the agency and was able to reunite with his parents he had been missing for 34 years. Kim's open door for his parents and his parents' open door for their son had finally opened simultaneously. Today's text also talks about the open door. At the intersecting location of where Mysia, Phrygia, and Lydia meet was the border city Philadelphia, and the city was the gateway which connected the East and the West. A Greek historian, Herodotus, who was referred to as the father of history, describes the grounds for the establishment of Philadelphia as follows. The Persian king Xerxes, or King Ahasuerus, husband to Queen Esther in the Bible, once arrived in this location on his way to conquer Europe and searched for a place to rest, but failed to find one. Just then, a big pine tree formed a shade, and he was able to rest there. Grateful for such situation, Xerxes hung a precious present on the pine tree and made one of his soldiers to watch and look after the pine tree. There's a similar story in Korea as well. At the entrance to the Songnisan Mountain in North Chungcheong Province, there's a pine tree called the Pine Tree of Senior Grade of the Second Rank. It is a 15 to 16 meter tall natural monument number 103. In 1464, King Sejo of Joseon Dynasty was on his way to visit the Popjusa Temple in Songnisan. The king was worried that the palanquin that he was riding on might get caught by the branch hanging low from a pine tree, so he said the branches are in the way. Just then, the pine tree lifted its branches on its own so that the royal carriage could safely pass under it. For this reason, King Sejo gave an official governmental position of the senior grade of second rank. Due to the story of Xerxes, people paid their attention to Philadelphia. There was also the biggest road in the world at that time that linked Europe to the East. This was why Attalus II established Philadelphia. And Philadelphia was established to spread the Greek language, culture, and the values to Phrygia and Lydia, so it served its role as a door. Jesus said to the church of Philadelphia, as witnessed in today's reading, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. Jesus expressed himself in three ways: holy, true, and the one who has the key of David. This, as we have thoroughly studied last week, shows very well of how Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Savior, and the Messiah. However, Jesus not only has the key of David, but he also opens and closes the door. If Jesus opens the door, no man of power can close it. And if Jesus closes the door, then no wealthy man can open it. So it is impossible to predict, whether positively or negatively, about a person's future just by his or her present. Based on the public life of Jesus, compare Judas and Saul, who later becomes Paul. Who would you consider more appropriate for God's sincere messenger? Most of the people back then would have answered Judas. The reason being is because he was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus. He was also in charge of financial affairs, which can be considered the most important role. Saul, on the other hand, was completely against Jesus. He was a villain who arrested anyone who followed Jesus, whether it be man or woman. But Jesus shut his door for Judas early, but left the door open for Saul, who later became Paul, till the very end. Christianity was able to survive up until now through Paul. I have once read a story in the Christian newspaper about an old lady in the States who received Christ at 108 years old. Lulu Wallace has 11 children, 22 grandchildren, 45 great-grandchildren, and 20 great-great-grandchildren. That's 98 offspring altogether. Her daughters first came to believe in Jesus Christ and prayed and spread the word of Jesus for 50 years. They also tried hard to live an exemplary life. They suggested their mother numerous times to be baptized, but she was stubborn. And then one day, while Lula was looking back to her life about her family, her daughters again advised her to be baptized, telling her about the creation of heaven and earth, to how Jesus was crucified. That day, Lula Wallace realized that Jesus had still left his door open for her. So she accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior and was baptized. That was when she was 108 years old. A year later, when she was 109 years old, she was called to heaven. Jesus continued to say to the church of Philadelphia, Jesus had left his door open for her for 109 years. Jesus continued to say to the church of Philadelphia, as written in verse 8, I know your deed. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Jesus, who has the key of David, said that he has set an open door before the Church of Philadelphia. The open door is the door of gospel, the door of salvation, and the door of life everlasting. Acts chapter 14, verses 26 through 28 writes as follows, "And from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they have fulfilled. And when they arrived and gathered the church together, they declared all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they remained no little time with the disciples." This describes the story of Paul and Barnabas reporting on their duties in Antioch after coming back from their first evangelical trip. Paul and his company spent 2 years on their first evangelical trip. There's a lot to talk about even after a two-week short-term overseas volunteering trip. But their two-year missionary trip was summarized all in one verse, in verse 27. And it focuses on all that God had done, not on what Paul or Barnabas has done. Paul and Barnabas did not report on how much they suffered. They rather reported on what God had done, and especially on how he has opened the door of faith for the foreigners. Through this, we realized that the crucifying of Jesus Christ, his atoning death, was not only the opening of the door of the Hebrews, but also for the foreigners as well. It is also proven in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13 as follows. "When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, even though a door was opened for me in the Lord, my spirit was not at rest, because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went to Macedonia." However dramatic Paul's meeting with Jesus was, or even if he was the apostle sent by Jesus, Paul was not a robot without emotions, nor was he a person with a perfect personality that can endure under any circumstance. He also showed his vulnerability, and he also was filled with anxiety. Paul was not welcomed when he revisited the church of Corinth that he had established himself. He was accused of being a fake apostle, and he was falsely accused of embezzling the money contributed for the Church of Jerusalem. So he could not pay a third visit, even though he wanted to. So he wrote a letter, which Titus delivered, to make things clear. He hoped that Titus would bring good news, but Titus did not arrive even after the promised date. As a result, Paul was not able to spread the gospel in Troas, even though the door of gospel was open, because he was worried. But God spoke and showed himself through Paul and opened the doors of the minds of the people, even though Paul was feeling complicated. During his third evangelical trip, Paul stopped by at Troas and spread the gospel all night long. A young man named Eutychus fell off the window from the window he was sitting on when he was listening to the gospel and died. However, God brought him back to life through Paul. It was a two-day trip by boat from Philippi to Troas, but it took Paul 5 days to arrive to Troas. It is guessed that there might have been strong winds from the sea, or they might have stopped to repair the ship. That is how hard it was for him to arrive to Troas, and many people were relieved when Paul saved the life of Eutychus. Paul must have realized then that his door to his mind might have been closed because he was not able to meet with Titus, but God can still open the doors of the people through the gospel delivered through his closed mind anyway. Paul also asked for prayers in his letters to the people of the Colossian church. It is written in Colossians chapter 4, verse 3, "At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison." Colossians is one of the prison epistles, along with the Ephesians, Philippians, and Philemon. Here, Paul was imprisoned in the jail of Rome. It seems that it was his priority to get out of the prison in order to spread the word of God and evangelize people. But that was not what was important to Paul. What was important to him was for God to open the door of evangelism and spreading the gospel, the words of life, until God closes the door. Just as the Lord has set an open door before the Church of Philadelphia, he has set an open door before us as well. Originally, we had nothing to do with this open door. Just like Kim Young-ho had been separated from his parents for 34 years, even though they were both alive, we also had been separated from God, leading a secular life. Yet Jesus, the door, has invited us. John chapter 10, verse 9 reads as follows, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." We were able to earn eternal lives through Jesus, our door. Not only that, he has provided us a pasture in this world. Just as Philadelphia was a door for Phrygia and Lydia in spreading the culture and values of Greece, we are also the door for leading other people to Jesus, the door of life everlasting, through the small door of which Jesus has set open before us. On December 10th, Tuesday, Pastor Jung Taegu, who is in charge of preaching for the members in their 30s, suggested that we should pay a visit and pray for a young man's father who was hospitalized for bladder cancer. The father was not a believer, but he did say that he will try and make a visit to church if he can recover from his sickness. So 2 days later, on December 12th, Thursday, I paid a visit to the hospital. The doctor said that he had less than a month to live, but the father was not aware of this. I laid my hand on his leg, and both legs and his lower abdomen were swollen almost to the point of a balloon about to burst. He was very clear in mind, a smart man with various knowledge. We had a small conversation, and then I spread the gospel to him. Sir, I am here to tell you the truth. You are not going to make it. He said nothing, just stared at me. I talked to him continuously. Life is long in terms of average lifespan. People usually live 80 years. He was 72 years old. But no one thinks of his or her life as too long. Life seems to be over before you know it. So the Bible says that life is like the plants or flowers. No matter how pretty a flower is, it will be thrown away 1 or 2 weeks later. Bible also says that life is like a fog. No matter how thick it is, it disappears when the sun rises. But it is said that there is eternal life. It is because there is the eternal being. And that eternal being is Jesus Christ. He died on the cross and resurrected to let you live. If you believe in him, you will live an eternal life. Please hold his hands. People hold on to other people's hands as they live through. When you are young, you go everywhere holding your parents' hands because they lead you. Your spouse will hold your hands after getting married. When you are old, your children may hold your hands. However, there is no one who can hold your hands after you die. Not money, not honor, nor power can hold your hands. Only one, Jesus Christ, can hold your hands. I hope that you will extend your hands to him. If he doesn't hold your hands while others do, there will be no eternal life. If he holds your hands, even though others won't, you will have eternal life. It is because he is the eternal being. This is the last chance. Would you hold his hands? That is how I ended my story there and prayed for him with all my heart. When I opened my eyes, he looked at me and asked, "So what should I do?" Then I told him to repeat what I say. And prayed. God, up until now, I have held my own hands, but now I hold onto yours. Even if I let go of your holds, please do not let go of me. Please hold my hands and guide me now and ever after. Two days later, on December 14th, Saturday, he was baptized on his sickbed by Reverend Tong Jigyu. On the next day, December 15th, he became the member of the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church with his wife. 6 more days later, on December 21st, Saturday, he passed away as a member of the Memorial Church. God had opened the door of eternal life for him and invited him to heaven by sending me to him. In the last minute, before he closed the door. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. Through the door open before us, and through the life and the faith, we can reach the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we were once lost, but now are found as children of God, who have the open door because you did not give up on us and looked for us. Thank you, Lord. Let us get the bread of life from the Lord, the owner of the eternal door of life. And let us get away from the stupidity that leads us to the earthly things. There are so many people who are not able to perceive themselves lost in this world. Please put your mercy on their souls who follow the invitation of eternal life and the fake truth. Please let us have the same merciful hearts of yours toward them. Philadelphia was a channel of the Hellenic values and culture, but please let us be the channel for the value of eternal kingdom of God in his words. Let us not condemn or judge others by shutting the door you placed open. And let us live our lives as we worship the Lord every day in our lives. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.